Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Zobrod is here, the health insurance store. Now listen, he is in his office. He will be there after the show, during the show. If you want to call, that number is 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. That's Connellsville. They also have an office in Forest Hills. Their website is getyourbestplan.com. Medicare is underway, that election period, that open enrollment period. If you have any questions, you want to call us, we'd love to hear from you as well, too, at 866-391-1020. The weekly column in the Post Gazette is going to be something we're going to be focusing on quite a bit this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go into any of that and take your phone calls, I remind you that that number to get a hold of him at the office, and he's going to stick around after the show today, 724-603-3403. A beautiful Saturday morning is underway at KDK Radio. And Aaron, let's start off by talking for the first time to many of those listeners and out there exactly what the health insurance store is all about. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Pittsburgh. Yeah, the health insurance store has been around since 2007. So we are going on 12 years in business. We have 10,000 active clients. And basically, the health insurance store was opened 12 years ago with the concept of letting people come to a brick and mortar location to get help with all their health insurance needs, Medicare, especially, which we're going to focus on today, individual health insurance, and also employer group insurance. When I opened the health insurance store, this business was historically done out of trunks of cars, and in living rooms and kitchen tables and dining room tables. And that's how I started, but it just didn't feel right to me. Again, I wanted somewhere where people could come and sit down, see who they're doing business with, and also be serviced after they purchased a policy. So not just buy it and, you know, off a guy goes, you see his or her taillights after they were in your kitchen, and you never hear from them again. I wanted to make sure this was a place that people, if they had issues, they had questions, they could call and get that help. And we have a full support staff that's here, you know, every business day to do that. And also importantly, I wanted to be a broker. In other words, I wanted to be a one-stop shop where you could come and sit down and get all your options. Again, when I first started in this business, I was just, you know, talking about one company's plans. And that's just, you know, that those plans aren't right for everybody. And that's one mistake that people will make, is they just will deal with one company or a person who just represents one plan or one company's plans, and you're not going to get the full story that way, and you're not going to, you know, get your best value that way. So what we do here at the health insurance store is we're appointed to provide products from every competitive Medicare plan that's available in Western Pennsylvania.
I want everyone to also know that all over this region, Beaver, Butler, Lawrence, Washington counties, he services them all as the virtual studio. You can actually do it that way as well. So we want everyone to know in the region, within the sound of our voice, that they do take care of all of you. So you can call them, make an appointment. If you have a question, you want to talk to him after we get done at 8 o'clock this morning. He's going to be at their office in Connellsville for a while this morning, 724-603-3403. Before I get to this article, anything else on your mind?
Well, you've got the annual election period that started this week on the 15th, started Tuesday. So this is the first week of annual election period. It'll run through December 7th, and this is the opportunity for you to, you know, compare your plan to others on the market. Lots of changes that happen from year to year with these advantage plans, with these HMOs and PPOs, and you want to know what those are. If you just want to, you know, give the office a call and just say, hey, I've got XYZ plan, you know, are there any changes for next year? Do you think I've got the most competitive panel? I would call that kind of a pre-appointment, Rob, where, you know, a lot of times, 2 out of 5 times we'll say, no, you're good right there. That's a plan that we're recommending for a lot of people. Or we'll say, you know what, no, we don't feel that's a competitive plan, that you should make an appointment, you know, for a consultation. Those are never, there's never a fee for those, by the way. And you can come sit down and compare it side by side with other plans in the market and see what you're doing. And also, you know, we got to talk about this, and I'm sure it'll come up in the show too, hopefully, you know, the differences between Advantage plans and supplements. That's a huge part of the problem we're having in Western Pennsylvania, that people aren't getting both of those options explained to them. In the last couple of weeks, I can't even tell you how many calls I've taken from people who said that the supplement option was never explained to me when I first got my plan. That's a real problem, along with, you know, the other stuff we're going to talk about today too, Rob.
All right, now listen, let me just kind of set the stage here. And what really jumped out at this early hour when I had a chance to read over this column that you had in the Post-Gazette, I mean, the very first paragraph, you really go on at the end of the first sentence to say, I believe this may be the most important column I've ever written. I want it to be read by as many people as possible who have older parents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, or friends. I need to address a serious problem in the Western Pennsylvania area as Medicare annual election period begins. You go on to say in the next paragraph, tens of thousands of seniors are grossly overpaying for Advantage plan HMOs and PPOs, as well as exposing themselves to higher copays, especially for hospitalization. So this is something running rampant, is it not?
It is, Rob. It is. And I mean, I knew it was an issue for years, because I've been doing this for years. But, you know, when we moved into the Pittsburgh market, we, you know, the last couple of years, we realized, my gosh, in that area, people have been entrenched in these plans because they've had them for forever. You know, they've had a certain company's plan forever. I just had two ladies in the office yesterday, same thing. And so they got in their mind, this is the only company that can do this. You know, this is the only company that's going to protect them, when in actuality, There's 9 Advantage plan companies you have to choose from in Western Pennsylvania. There's tons of supplement companies out there that you can choose from that can protect you. And there's just this misconception or this fear that by changing plans, if you had a serious medical condition, that somehow this new company that you chose would leave you high and dry. And if you had a $70,000, you know, quadruple bypass, that, you know, somehow you would end up holding the bag for tens of thousands of dollars. It's just not the case. But there's this fear and this angst out there. And, year after year, it just never ceases to amaze me how people can be crippled with this fear of change.
All right, now listen, here's what you need to do. GetYourBestPlan.com, the website. You can call them during the week, or if you have a question after the show is over, feel free to call him now. He is at their location in Connellsville, 724-603-3403. 724-603-3403. Last time he was here, the phone calls were overwhelming on the air. He wants to offer you some information as well. For those of you who are listening today and you just want to call in because this election period is underway, you've had a few days to think about it and you're kind of perplexed right now, heading in all sorts of directions. You need that calming influence. That's what he does. So call us now while one of these available lines are available. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Back with Aaron Zobrod, Medicare A to Z, the health insurance store, every other Saturday through the end of the year in the 7 o'clock hour, KDK Radio. Good morning. All right, so if you have a question for Aaron, please call now while the phone lines are wide open at 866-391-1020. Any question, Medicare, call him. Aaron Zobrod, the health insurance store, on the air with us until 8 o'clock. So I understand you had two amazing sisters in your office, huh?
Well, I just wanted to give an example of what we're dealing with here when we talk about, you know, overpaying and the epidemic, you know, that I see out here with this. I had two sisters come in from Washington County. They stated to me when they came in they were nervous, because the same thing I just talked about, Rob, before the break. They had both had an insurance company since the 70s. The same one. It's the only one they've ever had. The one sister came in, she was going to pay over $290 next year for an HMO that was going to expose her to as much as $4,500 in bills. Okay? $290 she was going to pay. She had had this plan since she turned 65. When she started, it was around $40, $50. And over the years, again, it just kept going up and up and up and up, and she never even thought about changing. They'd been reading my columns in the paper, and they said they had been considering coming in last year, but they didn't, and they came in this year. Chit-chatting with these sisters, the other sister had the same company's plan but had a lower price plan, and she was paying a lot less money but was exposing herself to $1,000 every time she would have a five-day hospital stay or longer, and was also had been exposing herself to $6,700 a year in bills. I want to focus on the sister who was paying almost $300 in particular. She was healthy. We went over the difference between supplements and Advantage plans. We showed her how she could get a supplement for about $120 that would eliminate all those bills. So she went from paying $290 for a plan that exposed her to $4,500 in bills, and trust me, she would pay that if she got cancer and needed chemo or radiation, if she wound up in a skilled nursing facility for 4 or 5 weeks, if she needed more expensive drugs infused or injected as an outpatient, and a couple other things, she would pay that $4,500. We moved her to a supplement with a prescription drug plan for half the price that eliminated all those bills. This is what I'm talking about, Rob. There are tens of thousands of people out there who are overpaying for these plans when they could, A, get an Advantage plan that would cover them just as good or better for a fraction of the price, or they could get a supplement that would cover all of those issues with no bills that you could pay thousands of dollars for. It's amazing to me how many people, again, that are out there just like this nice lady. And, you know, Rob, they said, this doesn't feel, it feels almost too good to be true. And I kind of get that. And it's sad to me that these plans are even out there at that high price, and that people are fooled by them. Again, and it's that thinking, you know, the more I pay, the better it's got to be. When it comes to these Advantage plans, that's just not necessarily the case. And I'm out here trying to educate people, you know, and make people understand that they don't have to do that.
Kind of make the correlation, as you did in your article, about, you know, most seniors, and I remember hearing my parents and grandparents talk about this, you get what you pay for.
That's correct. I mean, that's what we've been taught, right, Rob?
Right.
All our lives. You know, if you're going to buy a cheap, this is how our parents grew up. If you're going to buy a washing machine, you don't buy the cheapest one. You save your money until you get the good one. That was kind of how they thought. And I get that. And, you know, for this lady to come in here and say, I'm paying $290, how can I lower my price? How can I lower the cost and get something better? It doesn't make any sense. And I understand that line of thinking, but again, when it comes to Advantage plans, that saying doesn't hold true. And we've got to get that through people's minds that, you know, there's a plan that doesn't cost anything that's available on the Advantage plan market that is better than some of the plans that are close to $300. And you've got to shop for these things wisely. And that's where our expertise comes in. We know where to look for these things. We know where the value in plans lie. And again, you got to know the difference between Advantage plans and supplements. You know, Rob, this column was partially motivated by the calls I took off the air after the show. You know, people calling me, asking me questions, people calling, you know, again, mesmerized by the name on their card. They're asking questions, but they're literally scared to even make an appointment. You know, I had another lady call me last week after the show. She explained to me that, you know, I just kind of went with the flow, and what we had when we retired, I just called the company, and that was her word. We just went with the flow, and the plans always worked for me. I said, well, have you been sick since you went on Medicare? No. I said, do you know what it would cost you if you got cancer? And she said, no. I said, do you know what it would cost you if you had a hospital stay that was 5 days or longer? And she said, no. And it's, to me, I'm thinking, well, how do you know the plan works for you? You don't even know the details of it. And again, she had a plan that if she stayed in the hospital for 5 days, the bill's going to be over $1,000. And there's plans out there that cost less money than what she was paying, that if she was hospitalized 5 days, that bill would be $700 or $800 less for the same exact medical service. And again, these are things that most people can't comprehend. How can I pay less for a plan and have a lower hospital bill? It makes no sense. But again, this exists in the Medicare market.
It is a fact. You're doing it every day. Let's go to James in Beaver County. By the way, number to call to join us, 866-391-1020. We've got lines available. If you want to talk to him after the show today, he will remain at the office for a while longer on this Saturday, coming in on the day off because he realizes the significance of this election period. 724-603-3403. James, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Medicare A to Z.
Thank you, guys. Aaron, I have a summary on my plan here. I'm with Aetna. So it's telling me the maximum out-of-pocket, $3,400. Is that per year? Is that
That is annual, and that's and that's on the low end. So you have a plan. I'm guessing that you retired from. Where did you retire from? Because I'm familiar with that plan. You a retired steelworker?
Correct. Yes.
So I'm familiar with that plan. So that's a plan offered by the company you retired from. Very good plan. And that maximum out of pocket represents the most money you can be billed in a calendar year. That's not a deductible. Okay. Every time you pay a copay, whether it's $5 or $500, you can basically subtract that from that $3,400. And when you get to zero, you're done paying for the calendar year.
Even like specialists, doctor bills, I mean, for copays?
Yep. Every copay you make, with the exception of your prescriptions, would count towards that. And when it hits zero, you're done. Now, your plan, again, you can't buy your plan on the open market. You have some upgraded benefits than plans on the open market. That company on the open market doesn't even offer a plan with a $3,400 maximum out of pocket. They're all higher than that. So you're doing very well there
plan. Never really sick, you know, any operations or anything. But I'm not a diabetic, but it says diabetic supplies 100%. Does that mean I pay 100%?
That means they pay 100%. That means they pay 100%. Again, you've got a really good plan because most people would have to pay 20% of diabetic supplies if they had an HMO or PPO like you did. So, again, you've got some upgraded benefits because a company you retired from is offering them to you.
Okay. Would it be practical if I would, like ambulance, if I would join the ambulance in Beaver County?
Your ambulance is covered. So, I mean, if you want to join the ambulance service, and you know, you're basically making a donation, which you know a lot of those places need. I mean, their money's tight for them, but you're covered for ambulance services.
Medicare, the only good thing there is they would come to your house if you ever needed them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can do that if you want. You don't necessarily need to do that.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much, sir. Okay.
Thank you. Great call.
Bye.
All right. By the way, I just got a message from my friend who happens to be Dr. Wong. He reminds you to get a hold of him. And he also said he believes Medicare patients should do this review every October. What do you think about that, Aaron?
We review every single one of our clients' plans every October, Rob. Every single one. So, you know, this year we had significant change to one of the company's plans that was somewhat popular last 2 years that we had a couple hundred people enrolled. Well, they changed their hospital copay. It went from around $500 for a 3-day stay to $1,400 for a 4-day stay. And the premium went up a few dollars. So that plan no longer offers value. So we wrote a letter to every one of those clients and said, you need to change. So we're going to check these plans every year and see if there's significant changes. We got to move you from one to the next. And the nice thing about Advantage plans when we do that is there's no pre-existing condition clauses. You can switch from one company to the next, from one plan to the next. The regulation states they've got to accept you regardless of your health. Now, that doesn't hold true with supplements, but when you switch from one HMO to another or an HMO to a PPO or a PPO to HMO, they've got to accept you when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans. So that's another myth. People think, oh, I've got pre-existing conditions. They won't cover me or they won't accept me. You know, if I've got heart issues, and if I have a heart attack, it won't be covered. No, that's not how it works. These Advantage plans and supplements are very highly regulated to protect the consumer from things like that. So you can change from one company to the next, one plan to the next, without that fear.
All right, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to, again, pick up with some great facts from this week's article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And I hope you'll stay with us. One of the things to kind of chime into what we've been discussing, this is from another start of one of his paragraphs towards the end of this article, and he's there every week with one on the PG. With only a handful of exceptions, myself and the agents at the health insurance store will not be recommending Advantage Plans, HMOs, or BPOs with premiums higher than $60 a month in 2020. So we're going to pick up on that. We'd love to hear from you. Great call from James. We've got room for lots more, so get on one of these available lines. Medicare, election period, open enrollment underway, whatever your question is, we'll take it right now. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And if you feel more comfortable, a little bit more time needed with your conversation with Aaron, you can call him at the office after 8 o'clock. And that number is 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. And a great thing to remember, the last paragraph of his column in the PG, consultations are always no cost, and be held in person at one of their offices, of course, Connellsville, where he is now, in Forest Hills, over the phone, or if you're not in close proximity, although they service everybody, Beaver, Butler, Washington, Lawrence counties, they now can provide a virtual appointment. If you have a computer or iPad and the internet, you can interact with an agent just like you were sitting across the desk. So our number here is 866-391-1020. Now's the time to call in with your question. Getting down to the final few segments for this week's edition of Medicare A to Z. He'll be back with us in 2 weeks. But your thoughts on how I left the audience going into the news break about that handful of exceptions. You and your agents at the health insurance store are not going to be recommending Advantage Plan HMOs or PPOs with premiums higher than $60 a month in 2020. How about elaborating on that, Aaron?
There's no reason to pay more, Rob. There's none. You're not going to get any extra value by paying more than that. In other words, you're going to have as high or higher maximum out-of-pocket. You're going to have higher copays for things like hospitalizations, MRIs, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to give you an example. The two sisters, one was paying around $80. One was paying almost $300. Either one of them, if they needed chemotherapy, they'd pay the same copay. If they ended up in a skilled nursing facility for the same amount of time, they'd pay the same amount. If they needed durable medical equipment, oxygen, a boot for their foot, something of that nature, they'll pay the same for those services. And again, it's amazing. One's paying $300, one's paying $80, and they pay the same copay. So why would you pay more money if you're going to pay the same for the services ultimately? And we have picked out these plans that are under $60 or under, that offer as good a value as any other plan you can get for more than that. And again, our message today is don't overpay for Advantage plans. And also, you want to consider supplements. So Advantage plans have these maximum out-of-pocket, these copays for hospitalizations. You also have the choice of a supplement, which eliminates those bills. Now, they generally cost more, so those, Rob, are going to be more than $60, supplements are. Because, again, they're going to cover all of those things in full. The things I said you could pay thousands of dollars for, like chemo or radiation or skilled nursing, supplements eliminate those bills. They eliminate bills for MRIs, for CAT scans, for blood tests, for x-rays, diabetic supplies, and so on and so forth. And that's why you pay, you know, you're going to pay a bit more for supplements.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you is, how many people actually get off on the right foot the very first time? Do you see that more evolving now because of what you're doing and what your agents are doing? Or is it more people thinking they can do it the first time by themselves and then they realize they need help at the health insurance store?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rob, we've been in Fayette County, you know, in the surrounding areas, Westmoreland and Watch, for years, and we've chipped away at that. You know, we don't see that very much anymore in Fayette County, these people overpaying or getting off on the wrong foot, because, you know, we've had such a long presence here, and, you know, we're trusted in the area, and people refer their friends and family members, and we make sure they get off on the right foot. But I'm telling you, Pittsburgh's a huge city compared to Fayette County. You know, we're not getting to all these people. and we're still seeing it. No, the answer is no. People aren't getting off on the right foot, not nearly enough. And I get phone call after phone call. And again, the column was partially inspired by you know, the calls we received after, and calls I get that say, I was never told about the supplement option. Nobody ever told me. You know, the agent I sat with didn't tell me, or I called the company directly that I have, and they didn't tell me. And you're not going to get that all the time. You know, if you call a company directly and they sell Advantage plans, that's what you're going to get told about. They're not going to explain to you the supplement options. Some of these companies don't even sell supplements. And you're not, you know, when you call this certain number, they're only salespeople for Advantage plans, not supplements. So, again, no, Rob, I don't know what the percentages are. I just know I'm taking calls every day from people who are saying, I wasn't given that option. You got to know those options, what supplements are, how they work, how they can benefit you, and Advantage plans, how they work, how they can benefit you, and also what the risks are with them. Because there are several risks with Advantage plans. Namely, number one, is if you take an Advantage plan and you get sick and you get big bills, you can't go back to a supplement because they can medically underwrite you. So if you don't make that, if you don't make a smart choice when you first go on Medicare and you say, well, I'm just going to take this zero premium plan, or I'm going to take this plan, it offers dental and it offers vision, and you know, I get a free gym membership, and then you get sick and you get cancer and you get bills of, you know, $4,000, of $5,000, of $6,500, and you all of a sudden you say, well, I don't want this plan, I don't want to get bills like this, and you call me and at that time say, well, what can I do? Well, the answer is, at that point, you're just going to be able to choose between Advantage plan companies, because again, once you become a risk, once you've been diagnosed, you know, with certain cancers, with COPD, with emphysema, you know, heart disease, AFib, these companies don't want you. They consider you a high risk, and they don't want you, and they don't have to take you. The regulations say only 6 months, 3 months prior to Medicare, 6 months after, can you get a supplement without them asking you any medical questions. After that 6 months that you're on Medicare Part B, all bets are off. These guys can deny you, these supplement companies.
Here's something else that jumped out, and then we'll get back to the phones in this article. A very bold statement, but one from the heart. You said, this dynamic of paying more and getting less is incomprehensible to most and can contribute to people overpaying, in my opinion. So enough's enough is what you're saying.
Enough's enough. Enough's enough. You know, we're going to keep hammering at this every week in the Post-Gazette. My column runs every Friday on page A2. We're going to keep hammering on the radio here with you, Rob. We just don't want people to overpay. We seniors, their income is not going up, Rob. What are we getting, a 1.6% Social Security increase this year?
Right.
And we have to make sure our seniors aren't overpaying. We got to put some money back in their pocket. The easiest way to do it a lot of times is their Medicare plan.
All right, 866-391-1020. I'd love to hear from you. And he's at the office till around probably noon or so today. He's going to be there after the show. So if you want to call him, 724-603-3403. Let's stay right here where we are in this great community of Greentree, KDK Radio. Here is Mary, 65, still working. How are you, Mary? And congratulations that you're still working. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, yes, thank you. Good morning to you. Thanks for taking this call. Congratulations. I'm just laughing. I'm looking forward to retirement, but I automatically am enrolled in Medicare, obviously, and I was wondering about the supplements, if I'm needing to also look into those so that when I do retire, that I'm not penalized. I don't really understand that.
This is such a common call. We got a lot of calls like this last week, too, Mary, and if you're getting your insurance through your employer, and you're not paying much for it. In other words, I would have you look and see what they're taking out of your check, if anything, for it. Now, obviously, if it's being paid for at 100%, you just want to stay on your employer's plan. You don't have to keep Part B, okay? So you want to, while you're working and taking your insurance at your employer, you want to drop Part B. There is no penalty for late enrollment into Part B as long as you have insurance through an employer. Okay, so you don't need to pay for Part B, and you certainly don't need a supplement. There's no reason to spend that extra money if your employer is providing that plan at little or no cost to you, and it's a decent plan. You just don't need Part B. Opt out of it, and then when you retire, you can get Part B anytime you want. There's no enrollment periods. If you retire in May, you know, you go get your Part B for June 1st. You can enroll in Medicare in a supplement at that time. Again, that'll be your first time into Medicare, so you can get a supplement with no medical questions asked.
Okay, thank you, Aaron.
You're so welcome.
Your information.
Yes, thank you. When you retire, Mary, you know, that's when you want to look us up. Before you retire, we can provide you with the forms you're going to need to get filled out to take the Social Security to get your Part B. We can help you and anybody else. There's so many people out there still working at 65, that need that help.
You know,
very common question.
Mary, while you're on the phone, and one of the things that I want to interject here, you know, everybody thinks because you hit 65 that people are only working past there because they need to. There are some people who just really like to work, Aaron, and that's okay, but they should still plug into this as well because it not only helps them, we've talked about this before, but it helps their employer, right?
Yeah, I mean, some employers will pay you to opt out. You know, so maybe some employers will pay you $3,000-$4,000 to opt out of their insurance plan. So you could take advantage of that, take that money that's twice as much as what it would cost you to get a supplement a lot of times. So there's all sorts of opportunities. We encourage those people to call us anytime, like Mary. You can call us anytime and ask us these questions. And we'll, again, walk you through that process, provide the paperwork you need to have your employer sign to go get Part B. We can evaluate whether you should stay on your plan at work or go on Medicare. I'd say 85% of the time, Rob, people are best to stay on their plan at work because, again, it's being provided at little or no cost. Unless you're paying, unless Mary's paying $250, $300 a month out of her own pocket for her plan and it's got a $2,500 or $3,000 deductible, that would be a situation where we'd say, no, you probably are better off on Medicare. But most people, again, they're best to opt out of Part B. There's no reason to pay that $135 when you don't need it, when it's not going to come into play, and certainly you don't need to go out and get a Medicare plan when you're being provided good insurance through your employer.
All right, what do you want to do in the last segment? We got about 2 minutes to the break. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage people to give us a call, to read those columns in the Post-Gazette, to educate yourself. That's what you need to do. I want to also say, Mary mentioned that somebody told her she could pay a penalty. Stop listening to what we call over-the-fence advice. Your neighbor, your friend, God bless them, they're not licensed agents. The things that those two sisters told me that they had heard yesterday when they were in the office were completely opposite of what was true. That they heard if they left their Advantage plan, HMO, that they could never get one back if they went to a supplement. That's what they had heard. It was the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite that holds true. If you start with a supplement and leave it for an Advantage plan and you get sick, you can't go back. And so this is the kind of misinformation that people are getting and people are spreading. And I don't know where they hear these things, that they're passing it on to other people. Don't listen to over-the-fence advice. Give us a call and we can talk you through that. Again, it's always no cost just to give us a call. Hey, I've got this plan. What do you think? Oh, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're in great shape. I mean, to get that peace of mind is very valuable as well.
You think one of the reasons there's just so much information flooding the market that people are just overwhelmed and it's hard unless they sit down with someone such as yourself to really know fact from fiction?
It's hard. I mean, if you're 65 or over this time of year, your mailbox is there's three or four pieces of mail in there every day. I understand how it can be crippling. And, you just stay where you're at because it is overwhelming. But it doesn't need to be. You can come in and sit down with us or give us a call or do a virtual appointment. We're going to show you. We've made it three pages where we can help you understand the facts in three pages. It takes about a 25 minutes to a half hour to go over this three-page presentation that talks about how Medicare works, A and B, original Medicare, how supplements work along with that, the pros and cons, how Advantage plans work, the pros and cons of those, and so you really understand all of that. Again, it comes back to getting yourself educated. That's what we're going to provide first and foremost, Rob, to everybody who we sit down with is an education before we start talking about which plans are going to be best.
All right, we're going to come right back. We've got one more segment with Aaron. So if you want to squeeze in a question with us, now would be a perfect time to call 866-391-1020. But he will be at the office after the broadcast today, 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. GetYourBestPlan.com, Medicare A to Z, the health insurance store, every other Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Aaron Zobrod, Rob Pratt, back for one more segment on this Saturday, KDK Radio in a couple of minutes. Okay, time for you to get a call in here if you have a question, and you can do that right now at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Again, he'll be at the office after the show today for a little while longer. You can join him by calling 724-603-3403. All right, here's Marianne in the South Hills for Aaron Zobrod, Medicare A to Z Health Insurance Store. Hey, how are you, Marianne? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm fine, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I would just like your general comment on, as a retired school teacher, the value of the Medicare with the HOP supplement.
Yeah, it's outstanding. If you get the $100 credit towards your premium, it's an outstanding plan. And the nice part is that the premiums really don't go up on those over the years as you age. So it's especially a good value for, you know, people in their mid-70s, late 70s, early 80s. So it's excellent, excellent coverage. The price is outstanding on the medical portion of it. I think it's on after you get the $100, it costs just under $100 for that supplement. I want to make sure that all these retired teachers, though, are choosing the HOP medical plan. You don't want one of these HMOs or PPOs that are offered. They're more expensive, and they have network restrictions. So the supplement is going to offer you access to doctors and hospitals all over the country. The only thing that people on HOP should consider is their prescription portion of the HOP is very overpriced at $67. So those Part D plans privately, our clients are going to pay, most of our clients are going to be paying between $13 and $22 for their prescription drug plans next year. And HOP charges $67, and their co-pays are generally higher too. So you can get a prescription drug plan and keep your medical and save quite a bit of money. You know, usually $600 in premiums are what, you know, people are paying. We have lots of HOP people who have us choose their Part D plan every year because, again, it saves $600 a year.
Okay. I typically fall into the coverage gap and then into the whatever, the catastrophic one.
Right, so, right. So, again, there's no reason you're going to do that whether you pay $67 a month for a prescription drug plan or $12 a month. So there's no reason to pay $67. It's not keeping you out of the donut hole. It's not, you're not paying any less when you're in the donut hole, and you're not paying any more or less when you hit your catastrophic. So you should definitely not be paying $67 a month for a prescription plan. It has the same exact donut hole as plans that cost $13, $14, $15. So you'd be doing, you know, you'd be doing $600. I'd put you on a plan that costs around $15. So, you know, you would be doing $600 to help towards paying all that out-of-pocket prescription drugs.
If I did that and for whatever reason down the road wanted to switch back,
yes,
I'd I would be able to do that with a prescription.
You can. If you opt out of the medical portion, can you not get back in?
Okay.
Every year you get the right to, you know, change your coverage around as far as, you know, do you want the PPO instead of the supplement? Do you want the drug coverage? Do you want to change, upgrade, downgrade drug coverages? Choose the dental portion, et cetera. So yes, you could choose to take back the prescription down the road as long as you kept your medical.
Okay, one additional. I have my husband on it also. He obviously does not get the $100.
How old is he?
77.
He should stay right where he's at because, again, supplements for him to get on your own would be less expensive now by maybe $30.
Okay.
But in 3 or 4 years, supplements are going to go up maybe that much, and so there would be he doesn't want to opt out at his age because, again, once he gets into his 80s, the price he pays even without the $100 credit is still a very good value. But, again, you guys could both be switching to a lower-cost prescription plan and saving over $1,000 a year in premium and possibly some in co-pays as well.
All right. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your help.
Great phone call.
All right, let's keep rolling. Let's go to Latrobe and say hi to Beth. Hey, Beth, welcome to KDK Radio, Medicare A to Z, Aaron Zobrod.
Good morning, Aaron. I'd like to ask a question about the various supplements. If you make a choice for a G, can you then go to an N, or can you go from an N to an F, or could you explain that a little,
excellent,
please?
Excellent question. You can only do that if you can pass medical underwriting. So if you start with G and you want to go to N, which is, I wouldn't say a downgrade. I mean, it's just a tiny difference between plan G and plan N. Even within the same company, they're going to ask you a series of medical questions. And if you can't answer them all, no, you can't switch. So it's very important. What I tell my clients is, you make this choice like it's going to be the last one you ever make, because we don't know if you're going to be diagnosed with something in 6 months from now that would keep you from changing. We prefer, well, we always recommend N, Plan N, and Plan G. Nobody wants to have Plan F or Plan C. They're actually being removed, so people who are turning or going on Medicare in 2020 or later will not have the option of going to C or F, and there's a reason for that. They're a ripoff. There's not enough...
Okay.
Extra coverage.
Now, why would I choose? Why could
premium.
I choose an N? Oh, would I be safe in choosing an N over a G?
Absolutely. I recommend N more than any other plan, because the cost difference is usually around $300 a year, and the only thing the only thing you're getting with G is G doesn't have any copays for doctors or emergency room, and N just has a small $20 doctor copay and a $50 emergency room copay. So if you're paying $300 more for G, what you're doing in essence is prepaying for 15 doctor visits you're probably not likely to use. And over time, G will go up faster than N. So maybe in 7 or 8 years, it could be $500 or $600 difference a year, which amounts to 25 or 30 doctor visits. So N is definitely the most popular plan right now.
Now, if there was a particular company choice, could we make another company choice next year?
Only if you can pass underwriting. Only
okay.
If you can pass underwriting. It's not like Advantage plans where you can flip-flop every year with no questions asked. So, again, you got to be wise in what company you choose and what letter plan you choose. So, again, when it comes to choosing companies, they're all created equal. So Plan N is Plan N is Plan N, whether you buy it from, you know, Company X, Company Y, or Company Z. It's cost that's going to be different. So all we're looking for is companies that, you know, offer low prices, that we have a history of rate increases. We kind of have an idea of, you know, how often they're going to raise rates, how much they're going to do it. So, you know, you want to start with a company that starts low. But we also want to have that history, because a new company can come in and be the best price. But if we don't know, you know, they could in 2 years they could raise their rates 18%. We don't deal with companies who have double-digit rate increases. We want to deal with companies who, when they have those rate increases, they're mild, if that makes sense.
Okay. Thank you
so much,
Aaron.
No, thank you. Great phone call.
Okay, let's see if we can real quick take one more. Let's go to Bob in Hopewell. Bob, quickly, about a minute, sir. Welcome to the program.
I have a pretty good Plan D drug plan, but I've noticed that all the ones for next year now have a deductible of $425. What's going on with that?
That it's just Medicare raises those limits of what Part D companies are allowed to have their deductible. There was only one company left that didn't have a deductible, and they went to a deductible for next year. I will tell you, don't say you have a pretty good Part D plan for next year unless you've had it evaluated, because what's good 1 year is not going to be good the next. One particular company, I'm finding that on average, when we switch them from one company, this particular company, to another, on average they're saving about $700 by moving from the company they have currently to another company for next year. $700. Same drug, same everything that they're taking from 1 year to the next. That's how much these Part D plans can change from 1 year to another. So you want to have that thing evaluated for sure.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, we got 1 minute.
That.
It's all yours, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yep, 1 minute. If you want your Part D plan evaluated, we can absolutely do that for you. We can provide you the same form we give. Every year we give our clients who are on supplements a form that they fill out with their updated drug list. They send it to us via mail or email. We evaluate it, and we make the determination of what Part D plan is going to be best. If you already have a supplement or if you're on HOP, we can definitely do that for you, and you'd be surprised how much money you can save. Or how much money you can waste by not changing plans from 1 year to the next. So, again, Rob, I'll be here if you didn't get the call in, or if you had a question you didn't want to ask on air. I'll be here in the office for another couple hours. 724-603-3403.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, Aaron. Thank you. Good job.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, again, let me give you that number. He's going to be there for a while, so if you want to call him direct, you can do it right now, 724-603-3403. That's 724-603-3403. Their website for the health insurance store is getyourbestplan.com. All right, stay tuned. 2 minutes away from the news at 8 with Shelby Gassesi and the Nan Cohen Total Talk. She's got a full house today. Please stay with us as Rob Pratt Saturday continues in minutes. KDK Radio. Good morning.